It's good to see you.
我高兴见到大家。
Imagine there's a woman. She meets a man, and this man is like no other.
Where's the space?
We're imagining.
Imagine, okay. 试想有一个女人，佢系好愿意得着一个男人。
Despite her flaws and insecurities, she met a man who covered all her flaws and accepted her for who she is.
虽然佢自己有好多嘅系唔完全嘅地方，但系佢遇到一个男人系完全接受晒佢所有一切嘅。
Not only that, he has shown her constant, consistent love toward her, sacrificial love.
唔单止系咁，呢个男人仲系向佢不断嘅显示佢一个牺牲性嘅爱。
Even though he proposed to her a couple of times, she refused because she felt unworthy of him.
虽然佢呢个男嘅系向佢表示、向表白，但系佢一直都系拒绝，因为佢觉得自己不配。
However, when he constantly showed his love for her, he won her heart, and she finally said yes to him when he proposed.
但系因为呢个男嘅不断嘅系向佢系行切嘅去表示呢个爱意，佢最终呢、这个女嘅最终系愿意接受。
And so she was so excited, he was so excited, and they're about to get married, and so they visit his family house.
这个女的都非常兴奋，于是呢就准备结婚，就最终后呢去探访这个男的家。
But when she visited his house, when she met his family, his relatives, her thoughts about getting married to him just completely shattered.
但是后来见到他这个男的家人的时候，他原本想跟他结婚这个意愿呢完全是破碎了。
Because as soon as she walked into the house, she saw people doing this.
因为他入到这间屋的时候，他见到的人是好像刚才法师人那样，是耷低头，是躲起眼。
Not even engaging in conversation, not even saying hi. Maybe a couple, very few said hi to her and acknowledged her presence.
大部分人呢都系冇同人彼此冇交往嘅，只有好少数人咧同佢系或者系打个招呼。
So she did not have a good experience when she first met his parents and his family.
所以呢个女嘅咧，佢就有一个非常之不好嘅经验。
But he still urged because he loves her so much. So she agreed and she visited his family a couple more times.
呢个男嘅继续系不断去求佢追佢，于是个女嘅咧就。再去多佢探访屋企一两次。
But in each every one of those times that she visited his house, her feelings toward his family was the same.
但每一次都去嘅时候都令佢失望。
Not only did they ignore her presence, did not welcome her.
唔单止佢冇系欢迎佢，会对好忽略。
But she could also sense.Their judgment. Even though they didn't say it out loud, she can sense them judging her.
虽然这班人是没有开声讲，但她感觉女感觉到是她被人去判断。
And she saw the arrogance and the pride of some of the family members.
看到这个家人里面一些骄傲和自高的一种心态。
And so, she was very turned off by his family, and she was uncertain.Whether or not she would want to marry this man.
所以这个女的呢是对这个这班家人非常之反感，就开始怀疑究竟需不需要跟这个男的结婚。
This is the man that she has been dreaming for, she wanted. This is a perfect man she wanted to marry.
所以这个男的呢是她理想中、她梦中的情人，但是她仍然有这个怀疑。
And yet, to the young people who are not yet married, I want to tell you the secret of marriage.
对于在中未曾结婚的青年人，我可以跟你讲一个分享一个秘密。
That you do not just marry your significant other.
你唔系单止系同你一个系生命中另一个配偶嚟到去结合。
But when you marry someone, you marry into the whole family.
当你结婚嘅时候咧，系同佢个家人要发生个关系。
From the older audience, I see you nodding. Yes, it is true. We do marry into the whole family, especially in the Asian context.
我睇到当中啊，有啲系已经成年嘅咧，系都同意呢个讲法。
Why am I asking you to imagine this imaginary family?
点解会咁样用一个系假想式嘅一对恋人嚟到同你分享呢
？Because I want you to identify this woman as a non-believer.
我想你去思想这个妇人是好像一个是非信徒。
And this perfect man as Jesus.
这个是最理想的完美的男士就是耶稣。
And this family of his who are completely opposite of who the man is.
但是这个男士的家人竟然同这个男主人是南辕北辙。
Is his church.
他的教会。
If you were this woman, how would you feel if you enter the house of this family?
如果你是一个女的，你进入这个一个这样的家，你会有什么感觉呢？
Let us examine ourselves this morning.
让我们今天是自己省察。
Are we like this family that I just described or not?
我们是不是好像这个刚才讲的故事里面所形容的家庭呢？
If we can identify ourselves as this family,
如果我们不同这个家人想不同这家人认同的话呢，
There's a great need for us to put off our old self and to be transformed by the Holy Spirit and to put on the new.
我们有很大的需要是脱去旧人穿上新人。
We need to be transformed to what God has called us out to be.
我们需要转化成为神所呼召我们成为一个这样的教会。
And so with that in mind, I would like for us to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24.
我想大家打开你的圣经去看以弗所书第四章第17到24节。
And this is the word of the Lord. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life of God.Yes, because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learn about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception.Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be God, like God, truly righteous and holy.
以弗所书四章十七到二十四节咁样讲，所以我要这样说，并且要在主里肯定地说：你们行事为人，不要再像教外人，存着虚妄的意念。他们的心思昏昧，因为自己无知，心里刚硬，就与神所赐的生命隔绝了。他们既然麻木不仁，就任凭自己放纵情欲，贪行各样污秽的事。但是你们从基督所学的却不是这样。如果你们听了他，就在他里面受过教导，因为真理是在耶稣里的，就要除去你们那照着从前生活方式而活的旧人。这旧人是随着迷惑人的私欲渐渐败坏的。你们要把心灵更换一身，并且穿上新人，这新人就是照着神的形象，在公义和真实的圣洁里创造的。
In order to understand this passage fully, we must understand the context. And the context is that in previous chapters, from chapters 1 through 3, Paul tells us how God revealed his wisdom, his grace, to us, those who are sinners, he has revealed his grace to us through the person of Jesus Christ.
要明白这段圣经呢，是需要去翻去的上文，就是第一到第三章里面，圣经里面讲到神如何向他所拣选的人是显示他的恩典和爱。
And even though we're sinners, God, because of his grace, he forgave us. Not only that, he has lavished us with all kinds of spiritual blessings.
因为神的恩典，祂是将天上各样属灵的福气丰丰富富地赐了给我们。
And so as recipients of this great love, this grace of God, Apostle Paul in chapters 4 through 6 of Ephesians tell us, because of the love that you have received, this is how you should live.
既然因为神给我们这样的大爱，所以第四至第六章里面，保罗就教导怎样按此而生活。
And so in beginning of chapter 4, Apostle Paul encourages us to preserve unity and also to grow mature in Christ.
所以第四章开始的时候，佢劝谕信徒要系维持呢个合一，并且系要喺主里面成长。
And he in today's passage he continues to exhort us and tell us this is how you should live.
喺第十七节今日经文开始，继续系劝谕佢哋点样去生活。
First of all, he tells us, live no longer like the Gentiles do, like your former way of life.
首先佢同佢哋讲嘅就唔好似外邦人，好似啲教外人咁样嚟到生活。
But instead, he tells us to put on the new mind, to put on the new attitude through the Spirit.
反倒咧系要系有一个新嘅心思意念。
And to put on the new life in Christ Jesus.
系过一个新嘅生活。
The verbs here, when he tells us to put off the old self, to be renewed, and to put on the new self, when we translate into English, this is what we have, I just read to you.
我们这里讲到这个脱去旧人，穿上新人呢，就好像刚才读的英文或者中文的译本是就是这样讲。
It seems like something that we do one time, and it's a done deal.
好像我们穿衫，穿了一次就穿好了。
But actually, if we look at this passage in original language, Paul is encouraging us not to just put off our old self, put on the new mindset, and put on the new self just one time, but continuously, something that we do daily.
原文的意思是不断的继续的这样做的。
It's not something that we do when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and not to do anything about it.
不是我们以为自己接受了耶稣一次过那就算数。
We have three people being baptized today, and you know this is what the baptism is all about, to put off our old self, to be renewed by the Spirit, and to put on the new self.
正如我们今天下午有人是接受浸礼的时候，他们都明白到这个意义。
And this commitment that you're about to make this afternoon, I want to remind you that it's not just something you do one time, just today.
对于今天下午受浸的来讲，我想再一次提醒你们，这个你不是一次的决定。
Yes, you'll be immersed in the water just once.
没错，我只会浸你，将你放在水里面一次。
But the practice of dying to old self and living a new life for Christ is a lifelong commitment, is a lifelong practice, and it's a lifelong experience that we are as Christians to experience.
但我们作为一个基督徒向罪死，是一个一生不断要学习的成长的过程。
But how do we live a new life, a transformed life for Christ?
啊，点样去过一个系转化咗，系为基督而活嘅生活呢？
Well, the requirement is for us to put death to our former way of life, our former self, our sinful self.
首先嘅条件就系放低我哋以前过往一个罪性嘅生活。
Because just as Jesus Christ have exemplified for us, without death,there is no resurrection. There is no new life.
正如耶稣基督所教导的，如果不是这样做的话，我们就会经历不到这个新的生命。
If we do not practice putting death to our old self and be renewed by God and to put on the new self, we're like a husband or a wife.
如果我们不是这样说 put放下旧人，穿上新人，就好像一对夫妇
，who work so hard to marry the person that he or she loves。
你结婚之前咧，好努力嘅系筹划佢哋将来结婚嘅生活。
And then after getting married, not do anything in marriage。
但结咗婚之后咧，又完全冇为到生活嚟到去继续努力
，refusing to change，
系唔愿意去改。
Imagine living with a person。For 40 or 50 or 60 years of your life with a person who refuses to change but continue to hold on to their former way of life.
可唔可以想象同一个人过40、50、60年嘅生活，而呢个人呢系唔愿意自己去改嘅。
Likewise, the new life that Jesus wants from all of us.
就同样嘅，耶稣要求我哋系所有人嘅咧。
Is for us to practice that.
就系去不断嘅去演练呢一样嘢。
Daily.
每日。
But you may be wondering, Pastor Sion, that seems so hard.
但你说这样很难的，很难做得到的。
dying to my old self, that's so hard. I want to live a new life, but dying to my old self,
要我老愛死啊，實在太困難了。
Giving up things that I love,
是放棄一些我從前喜歡的東西。
Changing the way I am,
改變我一向的生活方式。
That seems so hard, especially, Pastor Sia, I'm too old, I don't want to change anymore.
甚至有人說，是我已經大半世人了，太難改變了，已經。
But I want to share with you this morning, there's grace of God, there's something that God has already done in your life.
但我同你分享，因为有神嘅恩典，神已经喺你生命里边做咗一啲嘢。
For those of you who think it's so hard for you to put death to your former self and to put on the new self, I have something to tell you.
如果你认为呢样事情系改变自己、放下旧我系太难嘅话咧，我可以同你分享一啲。
From youngest to the oldest, God has already trained us to put our old self away.And to put on the new, God has already trained us.
不论你的年龄是什么，神已经是其实给了一些基本的因素给我们。
And how do I know that? Well, we all went to preschool or kindergarten, right?
我怎么知道呢？譬如我们个个都去过一个小学或者是学前的教育。
I remember when my daughter Alyssa first attended preschool, she was 3 years old.
我记得我女儿去刚刚开始上学的时候三岁。
And,After first few sessions, she came home crying.
上了几堂之后咧，翻屋企就喊啦。
Because none of the things that worked in the house work in the preschool.
因为佢喺屋企所学到嘅，系翻到学校咧，好似唔识用。
When she needed something, she cried, and she got something at home.
因为屋企嘅时候咧，佢要啲嘢，佢就喊，咁咧就做父母就俾佢。
But when she cried in preschool, she got trouble from her teachers.
但如果佢去翻学时候喊咧，咁啊先生就同佢唔客气。
And so she learned the lesson of, oh, the world doesn't revolve around me anymore.
咁学到一样嘢就系呢个世界唔系围住佢转嘅。
And so she learned how to put off her former self, that is her life with mom at home.
於是咧，佢學習到咧，唔可以係咁樣。於是咧，就同屋企俾爸爸媽媽咁湊係唔掂嘅。
And to put on the new self as a preschooler。
咁咧就正式好似一個係學前嘅學生咁，就去翻學守規矩。
We experienced this in college as well。
我哋去到大學嘅時候都係同樣。
We learned that as soon as we enter college, that we're not the smartest people anymore。
我哋一进到大学嘅时候，就发觉自己其实都唔系咁叻。
We realize there are people who are smarter than us, more gifted than us.
发觉同班同学有好多叻过我哋自己嘅。
And so we begin to humble ourselves, and not only that, begin to want to engage in relationship with these people and to learn from them.
于是学习就唔好咁醒啦，就同人哋倾下偈，学谦卑啲。
We learned this skill when we first got our first job.
系得到上工上班第一日嘅时候。
We learned that, we cannot work according to our own schedule.
发觉不可以按住我自己的时间表生活。
We cannot wake up at 12 o'clock, in the afternoon anymore.
不可以再是睡到黄朝白眼才起身。
And not only that, even though we don't feel like it, we have to do and please the employer who have employed us.
虽然未必是我们的医院，但是要学习是我们上面还有一个是管理我们的人。
And we learned this when we married to the spouse that we love. Please look at your spouses next to you.
我们都同样在我们婚姻生活中当中学习这个功课，你可以看看你身边的你的配偶。
And can you say thank you for teaching me this lesson that God is about to teach me today?
可不可以为你的配偶而向因着他使到你所学习的功课而去感谢神呢？
Because in marriage, we know that we cannot continue to be the person that we were when we were single, when we were married.
因为我结婚之后咧，再唔可以过一个好似仍然系单身咁嘅生活。
We learn how to sacrifice ourselves for the need or for the good of our spouses.
我哋学习咧，系因着我哋嘅配偶嚟到去牺牲自己一啲嘅方便。
I want to share with you, I heard when I was working in the office, I heard someone saying, I gotta go home early because I'm afraid my wife will kill me.
Not this church, right? 我翻工以前呢, 听过一句话, 哇, 我这就准时回家, 因为, 我太太杀了我。
So we as men, we learn how to be, you know, good to our wives and to put on the new self as a husband when we were married.
所以我们结婚之后, 有一个新的身份呢, 我们就知道怎样去, 按照这个身份而去生活。
And not only this, when we became parents, we learned how to sacrifice ourselves.
更加是当我们成为父母之后, 我们知道怎样去为我们的子女牺牲。
As parents, we no longer have our own time, our free time. Our money goes to them. Our time is theirs. We learn how to sacrifice for the good of our children.
作为父母的时候, 我们的资源, 我们的时间都是给了这些小孩。
A couple days ago, I read a news that somewhere in Asia, there was a couple who wanted to go swimming.
两天前我看到一则新闻讲到一个夫妇他们想去游泳。
And they had a small child, a toddler, but because they wanted to go swimming, they put the child in the locker and went swimming.
因为他想去游泳, 就将小孩放在一个locker里面自己游泳。
And then the, you know, the employees found out there's something crying in the lockers, and then when they opened, it was a baby.
有人听到locker里面有声, 打开呢, 就发觉里面有个baby。
And so this was all over in the news.
我相信大家都可能看过这则新闻。
I'm so glad that when you heard this from me, that all of you were shocked.
很开心你们一定不会这样做, 所以你都面上有点惊奇。
No one clap and say, yay, good parents.
不会有人说这样做得好。
As we can see, from early days of our childhood until where we are today, God has already trained us how to sacrifice ourselves.
由出世到现在我们看到很多的例子神已经是给了我们很多的训练怎样去放低自己。
God has trained us to put our former way of life and to put on the new identity, to put on the new role.
放弃旧有的生活方式而是穿上一个新的身份和生活方式。
Praise God, God has already trained us this skill.
神已经给了很多的机会训练给我们。
And so all now we have to do is this. We have to remember that we have to put death to our former self, to put on a new mindset and the attitude according to the Spirit.
所以我们要学习的就是让这个圣灵提醒我们怎样去穿上这个新人一个新的身份
and to put on a new self to be like Christ
而学习一个活像耶稣这样的样式
and how does this look like
如果是这样的时候这个是一个怎样的生活样式呢
well over the years we have learned how to sacrifice ourselves for the good of people that we love
我们的经验告诉我们, 我们懂得如果是爱, 我们爱的人呢, 我们会知道怎样为他牺牲。
People who are closest to us, whether it be our teachers, our friends, our immediate family, our children.
跟我们接近的人, 无论是我们的老师, 我们的家人, 我们都懂得怎样去做。
We learn how to put their needs first over our own needs.
我们已经学习会怎样将他们的需要放在我们自己的需要前面。
God has taught us how to love those who are around us like ourselves.
神已经教了我们怎样是因着爱的缘故去。
But this morning, what God is teaching us is for us to go further than that.
今早神的话语教我们再向前行一步。
For us to sacrifice our own for the good of not only the immediate family or the people that are closest to us, but for everyone.
神教了我们的是为了祂给我们爱的缘故不单止为了我们的家人更加是为了所有我们接触到的人都是这样做。
And so going back to the story of this mean family.
回到开始讲这个故事。
Jesus Christ, He wants to bring more and more people into His kingdom and into this church.
耶稣基督是很愿意带更多的人来到这个教会进入他的国度。
And so we have a choice. Are we going to continue to be the way we are?
所以我可以做一个咁嘅选择，我哋继续以往一贯嘅样式咧。
Refusing to change, refusing to put on the new self in Christ, but continue to be our old self.
系仍然系过住一个旧人嘅生活，亦或系穿上呢个新人嘅样式咧
？Or do we want to allow Jesus and His Spirit to transform us, to transform our minds, to transform our attitudes, to be a loving family where if a person comes, we'll be welcoming them, loving them, sacrificing ourselves for that other person whom Jesus loves so much.
亦或系让呢个圣灵喺我哋心里面工作，见到一个未曾认识嘅朋友系牺牲自己去为咗佢嘅好处。
For those of you who say yes, I want to allow God to put away my former way of life and for Him to put a new mind and to put on the new self in me, I'd like for you to join with me in prayer.
嗰啲系愿意咁样喺神面前做呢一个咁嘅决志嘅，我邀请你同我一齐咁样祈祷。
Father God, you have shown us, shown our church, Lord, that you desire to bring the lost into your kingdom, into the church, Lord.
神之父，你知道，我哋知道你嘅心意系叫一啲失丧嘅人系进入你嘅国度。
And we witness how, Lord, because of your unfailing love, and because of your unconditional love, that people are drawn to you.
但系我哋都知道，因着你嗰个系永远嘅爱，系你将人吸引到你嘅面前。
Yet when they come into this church, into the family of God, they see a family who's different from the one that they fell in love with.
我哋希望人嚟到呢度嘅时候。我哋唔会见到一个同主耶稣唔一样嘅一个咁嘅属灵嘅家。
God, I pray that we'll be real, Lord, that we will examine ourselves.
我哋求你俾我哋心里边嘅新嘅生命能够可以好真诚嘅咁样表达出嚟。
And this morning, I pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, that we no longer want to be that kind of family, Lord.
你真系改变我哋，成为一个充满你嘅爱嘅。
But Lord, we desire to be like you. We desire to have a same mindset like you. We desire to have a same heart like you, reaching out for others and willingly and wanting to sacrifice ourselves for the good of others.
我哋愿意学似你嘅样式，愿意我哋去伸出我哋嘅手去接触一啲喺外边嘅人。
So Holy Spirit, put on.A new self for us, Lord. Let us be like Jesus Christ.
求圣灵帮我哋穿上呢个新人，学像耶稣基督。
Lord, may our characters be transformed that reflect the image of your Son.
又让我哋嘅性情会转化，好似你嘅儿子一样。奉耶稣名求。
In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.